You supported Tipton, the incumbent, earlier this year. Now you support Boebert, the nominee. I bet there are a lot of people like you, registered Republicans, more familiar with Tipton, who are ready to embrace a new generation of candidates. You told the Denver Post winning over Tipton's supporters could be a challenge for Boebert. You know many folks personally around here. What are you hearing about that question?
There are a few people that, you know, they are, you know, very loyal to Tipton. They have some issues. That, you know, they're I believe they will overcome those issues because most of us, we're very pragmatic. While, you know, I'm not, you know, Tipton's not just my congressman, he's my friend. So, yes, I was very supportive of him. However, the voters decided this. We cannot go against the voters. If we go against the voters, we lose two ways. One is people will lose faith in the party, in our ability to come together after a contested primary and get our candidate elected. That is our main function, and we cannot lose sight of that. Yeah, there's some people that got their feelings hurt a little bit because the other part of it is we have to actually vet our candidates, which means we have to expose their vulnerabilities. And sometimes, you know, that causes people to get a little upset. But it is a necessary part of the process.
Independent voters, of course, could swing the 3rd District in Congress. How do you think Boebert should appeal to unaffiliated voters who return more than one-third of Western Slope ballots and often vote Democrat?
Well, as a newcomer, you know, she's got a lot to learn in a short amount of time. Number one is, you know, she needs to be open to listening to the voters, even the ones that basically she disagrees with on certain positions. She needs to understand that she will represent everyone in the 3rd District, not just the people that vote for her. Therefore, to take a hard stand on some issues may not be the right approach. You know, she needs to be able to work with people that she fundamentally disagrees with, and that is the trick with all congressmen, is sometimes you have to actually work with people you disagree with, and sometimes you have to pass legislation that leans a little more towards the left than the right. Otherwise, you will actually start losing voters that you need, because this is a very contested district, and you definitely need to not alienate yourself from any of the voting groups.
A Gallup poll last week showed many popular Republican governors have taken a bit of a hit in their approval ratings due to the handling of coronavirus. Trump has dodged impeachment, faced sex scandals, indictments of staffers, you know, challenges of white supremacy around tweets, and a major public health crisis, and still amassed a serious war chest for his reelection. Is there a chance that any of the Trump controversy stuff could hurt other Republicans down the ticket? I say this as you're wearing a Trump hat, of course.
No. I'll just be blunt. No. There is a lot of enthusiasm for Trump. Number one, he does what he says. Yes, he is a bit rude and sometimes a bit crude, but he gets the job done. Number one, he holds the left accountable for their positions. You know, with some of the governors taking a hit, I can appreciate that. Businesses are going broke because of this COVID issue, because of not being to fully open up and run their businesses. So you're looking at a virus that is less lethal than your average flu. I mean, it's not to be taken lightly. It is a serious issue. However, is it worth killing our economy over? A lot of people disagree with it, and as do I. I disagree that we should keep our economy shut down to the point that a lot of our small businesses are going broke. And people are getting just a little fed up with this, and they're getting a little bit tired of having their rights infringed upon, you know, being mandated to wear a mask. As you see, I carry one. I wear it when I need to. I respect any businesses that are doing what they have to do to stay in business. But if somebody's going to tell me I have to wear that, then I'm going to push back. Simply because it's not the government's place to tell me what I can and can't do.